Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Robbie Knox, and I'm the landlord of the Moon Underwater, a mystical place where guests create their dream pub. Hello and welcome back to The Moon Underwater, where we are with Alison Spittle designing her dream pub, and it is a doozy so far. You having fun, Alison?
I actually really am, because I'm just drinking this Lucky Saint. Genuinely feel like I'm out. It's great.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear it. Before the break, we Dan gave his pub quiz, and now it's time for us to answer the questions that you set.
Yes. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so quiz show theme this time. Question one. 5 points on offer for this. In the different incarnations of the Crystal Maze, there have been 5 different time zones. Can you name them all?
I can't. Okay, it's a definite blind spot.
How many do you think you know?
I think there's like an Aztec zone.
I had that one as correct. Well, yes.
Aztec zone. Then like, I'm gonna do a few Hail Marys.
Okay.
The future zone.
Okay. So you both had that. Too. Okay.
Cool.
Yep. Futuristic, yeah.
Futuristic zone, the Aztec zone. What else would Channel 4 do in the 80s? I'm trying to... Oh, there's vines. And stuff. Let's go to jungle zone.
Nope.
And now I'm absolutely guessing. So I'm going to go Michael Heseltine zone.
Yep.
Trying to think of other stuff in the late 80s. Yeah.
Yuppie zone.
Yeah, the right to buy. Yeah. The right to buy zone. It's just the crumbling of the crumbling of the social fabric zone. Yeah. Let's go for that. And what else? Kajagoogoo zone.
Yes, no Kajagoogoo zone, Robbie, anymore.
I think I can add to that list with the industrial zone.
Correct.
Oh, sugar.
And was there a space one?
No.
So I'll just, industrial is enough then. I'll stick there.
Well done. So you missed medieval and ocean.
Medieval.
Oh, I remember ocean. I don't remember medieval at all.
Yeah, I think, yes.
Medieval.
Oh, I should love the Crystal Maze.
Good show.
Yeah, it was good. Very dramatic music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that. And very good.
Okay, question two. Deal or No Deal made a recent comeback on ITV with Stephen Mulhern as the new host. How many sealed red boxes does the contestant pick from when the game starts?
I'm going to go 24, but I don't know.
I'm going to have 15.
22. Oh. So do we give Alison a point for being closer?
That's very fair.
That's very fair. Well, no, it's very nice. Yeah.
That's okay. It makes it more exciting going into the final question, doesn't it?
It does.
And I don't know the answer to it, so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
So even fairer then, because Alison seemed to think.
Well, yeah. What was the question?
Okay. Bob Monkhouse, Max Bygraves, Les Dennis, Andy Collins, Vernon Kay, and Gino DiCampo are the order of hosts for which game show?
I'll let you guess.
Should I take a guess?
Yeah.
Go on. Catchphrase.
Family fortunes.
Sorry. There we go. Yeah, that does make sense now.
Yeah.
I love Family Fortunes. These are all great.
Wonderful.
It's a 4-3 win for us, and well done.
Amazing. Thank you very much.
I think you've got to
work on victory.
The weighting of these. Like, you could have won that purely on if you'd seen Crystal Maze, and the rest of the quiz is pointless. So I think you need to work out a better system of scoring for future.
Okay.
Like, I'd suggest that maybe whoever gets the most would get the point for that one question.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there we go. Because I just think that was you're putting a lot of faith in having seen Crystal Maze. Yeah. Just a little bit of feedback in the workplace
okay, thanks
for you
very
to,
much. Or I could have done a fifth of a mark for each place in the Crystal Maze.
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, you could do whatever, anything but that would have been fine.
Yeah.
Alison, you get two spirits and you mean underwater. What are you going to pick?
I do. The spirits I've picked is homemade limoncello from a Brazilian couple that I met in Dublin.
I've had that.
Oh, amazing.
No, they're lovely. No, tell us the story behind the Brazilians.
So this is so I used to work in the radio when I was younger. And one of the things they sent me out was a roving reporter to test out a thing called Viz Eat, right? Which was going to be an Airbnb of restaurants where people would set up restaurants in their own homes, and then you would visit it and you would review it after. You'd pay and you'd review. So there was this lovely Brazilian couple that they were doing an Italian meal, and they had a homemade limoncello. They showed me all of the, like, all of the kind of like dried lemon stuff that they had used, and it was incredible. It just went down so syrupy and so strong. I was so drunk. I was absolutely pissed. That Brazilian couple knows so much about me. Do you know that type of drunk where you're like, I'm going to tell you my life story.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, the most horrible aspects of my life. They could do me if they wanted. Like, they could absolutely, they could destroy me. That's how good that limoncello was.
How do you make limoncello?
I presume it's like lemon rinds and stuff.
It's, zest of lemons.
I'd say you could make it in prison, like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, where's the alcohol come from?
The alcohol.
The gods.
I don't know, actually.
The gods. Brazilians.
It's, you know, it's a liqueur.
Okay.
Mm. Where does alcohol come from in a liqueur?
Well, I just presume someone's made in a factory. I didn't know you can make your own limoncello.
Well yeah. when a yeast and water love each other very much.
They do a special kiss.
A special kiss called fermentation, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a special kiss.
it's turbid, slightly turbid. It's a new word I learned.
Never heard What's the word
turbid. Turbid means like sort of hazy.
Oh, like to look through.
Yeah.
Like kombucha, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to try and use that as much as possible. I'm going to try and use it again in this podcast.
Yeah, but the origins of it are hotly disputed.
Really?
Yeah, there's some the industry trade group Federation.
Those people weren't even Brazilian.
Yeah, not even Brazilian. No. I'm not going to read that whole thing, but they say it's down to someone's grandmother.
Yeah,
a grandmother of Maria Antonia Farache. But other people think it was invented by monks or fishermen or people on the who've got lemon groves on the Amalfi Coast in Sicily.
It's mad, though, that we know the name of the granddaughter but not the person who invented it.
It's really weird.
Yeah. It's very strange.
Yeah, I found that. And I don't think that Maria Antonia Farache is someone famous.
Right.
There was no link to her.
She's just a granddaughter.
So it's just saying it's the grandmother of her.
Wow. Yeah. A nepo baby.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a shame because I don't know anything about her. I imagine that's her big achievement in life. It's not even her achievement, is it? She's like the granddaughter of someone who's made a good drink.
Yeah.
Alison likes.
You a limoncello fan?
I don't mind it when I'm in Italy. If you're giving it as a little... I generally accept most free shots unless I'm driving.
Yeah.
Oh, I adore that.
You quite often get that at the end, don't you? We have a little limoncello. Oh, it's free on the house.
Yeah.
I will, thank you.
Gorgeous. I love it in a spritz. It with soda water. It's quite nice.
Yeah.
I just love the taste of limoncello. I think it's a fantastic flavour.
It is.
Yeah.
Wonderful. What's your other spirit?
Put one of those in your Tango Ice Blast as well.
Imagine a limoncello Tango Ice Blast. Two cultures coming together.
Yeah.
You know, the Amalfi Coast and...
and View Cinemas.
And Brighton. View Cinemas, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'd be amazing. I think my next choice for spirits, I think it's slow gin.
I think you were oscillating between Blue Aftershock or slow gin. Just two ends of a spectrum.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Which are you going for?
Do you know what? I'm going to go for the Blue Aftershock.
Nice.
It comes in a bottle that looks like cheap cologne.
Yeah.
It looks like cheap cologne. Yeah. And just an incredibly refreshing blast to the mouth that you need before dancing to Calvin Harris. Like, I loved it. It's really minty. It made me feel fresh. It made me feel...
You don't need to brush your teeth.
Yeah. Do you know what it felt like? It felt like what's it called? The Original Source minty shower gel, but for your insides.
Wow.
That would also help you get drunk. And it's an incredible double blow. It's now unfortunately defunct, isn't it? It's gone.
The blue, I think, is still available. It is still available because I found a review by Amy on Amazon.
What did Amy say?
Amy said, gets you smashed, 5 out of 5 stars. Get drunk nice and quick with minimal effort. As you have drunk less, you need minimal toilet breaks.
Oh. I get that she doesn't want to break the seal. Yeah. That's the person that's really going for it. I I used to smoke. And I also love to, I'm a big fan of just sitting and having a chill on a nightclub toilet, just like having a moment to myself, listening to the sounds around, to just like centering yourself. Your bottom next door. Yeah, there's always someone crying. Yeah. You know, so and then because I'm nosy, I'm like, what happened? I love nightclub toilets. You give away compliments to people, you find out about their lives. And because I haven't drunk for a little while, I've probably stopped drinking properly since I was like over 8 years. So I do find, you know, I do trauma dump on very drunk people because I'm like, they'll never see
they'll
me.
Never or hear
me. Yeah. And I still get that satisfaction that I used to get when I was drunk. So blue aftershocks. It reminds me of nightclub toilets. It does look like a toilet cleaner.
Yeah, like it looks color. Like lots of things apart from what it is, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Is there a flavour to it? It's blue. You'd think raspberry.
Minty. It's a definite kind of like when you breathe in, citrus. It's mentholy. It's very like, there's that second blast of you drink the shot and then you breathe in the air.
Yeah.
And it hits different.
I think of aftershock as being the same period of history as Mad Dog 2020.
What was Mad Dog 2020?
I don't know. So that was... Maybe aftershock was a bit later. Mad Dog 2020 was like this bottles of different flavoured, I'm going to say it might be schnapps at a push sort of thing, just different flavoured drinks that you would buy when you were around 18 in order to get drunk relatively quickly.
Schnapps, peach schnapps were so good back in the day. Archers.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Has fallen out of favour, Archers, isn't it? No, it used to be quite big.
My sister was a big fan of the Archers.
I think these drinks come back round though. Like a lot of the youth now would drink like Disaronno, which is something I remember like my grand drinking and stuff.
Oh my gosh. I do like a espresso martini nowadays. I have drank them. They're quite nice.
Mm.
And I think the youth are doing that, aren't they?
Are they? Is that what they have?
I don't know. When I went to Butlins, like it was like
it's the drink du jour.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. And they had it on draft. Which looked absolutely disgusting.
I mean, that sounds
disgusting.
Espresso
martini on draft. It looked absolutely vile. Just brown liquid just pulsating out of this terrible draft thing. My last big drink time was at Butlins. So it was at an adult's big weekender. I was supposed to see Heather Small, but she cancelled.
Oh. Who did you see instead?
Who did I see instead? Sean Williamson, Barry from EastEnders
karaoke.
Amazing. Yeah, I've been to that twice. I've bought the t-shirts. Never got to sing with him. Oh. Very sad. Very sad. Barry.
They probably wouldn't have had your song anyway.
Barry lives on the Isle of Sheppey now, where I used to live.
Does he?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool. Right, every week, Alison, Dan converses with a listener of the podcast to get a suggestion that can go into your pub.
And then
to you whether you take it or not. You can accept or reject. Dan, who have you been chatting to this week?
Been chatting?
Yeah, chatting. Let's say it,
That's a cool. That's something the youth say
chacking
now.
And chacking.
Can I get chack?
Yeah. With Josh.
Josh.
So let's hear what Josh has suggested.
Hi, this is Josh in Cornwall, and my submission for Alison's pub is Soup on Tap.
Yes.
Now, I'm imagining either on the back wall next to all the craft beer taps, you could have a separate taps there for all the different flavours of soup, and you can just ask for the one you want and they pour it out. Or alternatively, having each individual table a soup tap, which you can just help yourself with some bowls and bread and butter on the table, because who doesn't want a nice warm bowl of soup on a cold winter's day with your pint to give you a bit of sustenance for your drinking session? Cheers.
Incredible suggestion. I mean,
Josh has smashed that.
Absolutely, yeah. Smashed my brain in. Do you know when someone just finds something inside you that you didn't know existed?
No, but it's like a discovery. It's like, I reckon, you know when they cloned that sheep?
Yeah.
And it worked.
Yes.
Yeah. I reckon that's the feeling they would have had, is what I'm feeling now. This idea, this blown my mind.
Tap. Incredible.
That would be amazing.
Incredible. Like, because there is like a, I don't think it's over here that much, but like the main go-to snack in Irish pubs would be a toasty and soup. And the soup would be in a big tureen.
Yeah.
Like that would be like in a secret passage in the pub that like I used to work in a pub, never allowed to do the pinting. Was more of a like...
soup specialist.
Yeah, I was a soup specialist. I had to ladle the soup out. And it's incredible. That's an incredible suggestion. Here's my thought, though. How do we deal with chunks, genuinely?
That's what I was.
Like noodles, wondering. Chicken noodle soup, I quite like with those dumplings.
Yeah. Well, I think it just depends on the size of the dispensing nozzle. Really? I think we can work around it. Maybe in the early days of it, we're going to have well
pureed
soup. You're going to have a well pureed leek and potato, for example.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
And then you're going to be able to build up to your minestrones.
Broths. So we're starting with broths, aren't we?
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah, that's the best idea I've ever heard. What I love doing at like a wedding or any other kind of occasion where soup is involved, funerals, very good for soup, but like I love getting like a little petit pan. Yeah. And biting off the top like a grenade and then like hoofing it out and popping the soup in it like a little Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, soup. Wow, and, nice.
And then clenching my jaw on that and letting the soup goodness come
in,
out.
Sounds incredible. In Romania, you can get like you order this, I don't know what it's called, but it's like a big loaf of bread which they hollowed out with soup in it. Yeah,
I've never...
Amazing.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I've never... Like, my mind has been up, Josh. What? That's the most. I wish you were here, Josh. Like, I think
Josh's dream pub would be wild, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be so much. I would go to Josh's pub, and I would spit on my own pub. I'd be like, this is disgusting.
Wonderful. Well, we'll get Josh booked in for a future episode.
Tango Ice Blast soup flavored. Let's do it.
We can have the Tango Ice Blast. Three of those. Three soups. It's looking perfect.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
If you've got a suggestion for something that could go into a future guests at Moon Underwater, you can email me, robbie@moonunderpod.com, with your artistic vision and dreams. Alison, it's now time to put something into the pub jukebox. You can add one CD or mini disc that'll be available to play forever.
Beautiful. So I've thought long and hard about this and how to get round the system.
Yep.
So what I would pick is it would be a CD copy of a DJ set that this man did at a 70th birthday party the night Michael Jackson died.
Is this a man you know? Were you there?
Didn't know him, but was there. And it was the most amazing musical experience I've ever had in my life. Precisely because what happened was, so obviously Michael Jackson died, but I was going out for the weekend and my friend's friend, so an acquaintance, said, I'd love to go out with you guys, but my dad is turning 70 tonight and I have to go to his birthday. And we're like, well, let's just go to that. So we went to his birthday, an incredible spread. Like, the food was amazing. It was done by the local Chinese takeaway. I am talking an absolute feast. Prawn crackers, prawn toast, chicken balls, all of it. I had an amazing time. And because there wasn't that many people up for dancing and me and my friends were dancing, the DJ just became like, he became ours. Like, any request we had, he would put it on. I asked for Prefab Sprout, King of Rock and Roll.
Oh.
He played, oh, it's an incredible tune.
Absolutely.
But not a dance floor filler. Do you know what I mean? But because there was only eight of us dancing anyway, it just happened. My friend clicked his fingers until they bled. Like, I looked at his thumb and his finger and they were bleeding because wow. he was just clicking his fingers so much to the music.
Wow. That's so incredible.
Did we play My Name is Prince? You know that song? Yeah. I'm funky. We danced to that. We just had a glorious time. We kneeled to Earth Song. It was genuinely one of the greatest like music moments of my life.
At what point did you find out Michael Jackson had died?
Oh, I know, because I used to work in the radio as a news person.
Yeah.
And I Twitter was in its infancy at that point. And I saw that he had died. And I just, this sounds so weird. I took a risk and I was like, right, he's dead. And I texted every one of my close friends and told them that Michael Jackson had died. And like a lot of them replied and go, why are you telling me this? And I was like, I want you to remember me when you think of Michael Jackson dying. You know, I was really hanging on his coattails.
I was at Glastonbury when Michael Jackson died.
Yeah.
And then the next morning, I wake up quite early. I was up at 8 the next morning, went for a walk. And already at 8 the next morning, there were T-shirts on sale saying, I was at Glastonbury when Michael Jackson died.
Wow. Great weekend. Went Quasar in. It was wonderful. Oh, wow. Yeah. Sorry.
I was just going to say, I don't remember where I was. Michael Jackson died, but I...
Did you know he died?
Yes, but I don't remember where I was. But
what way to find out? Yeah. He's a huge fan. What? He's devastated now.
No, I remember, but when Kurt Cobain died, I was working at a breakfast... I was working at a hotel as a breakfast waiter.
Wonderful. And was it a buffet or were you...
Buffet, yeah. Oh, yeah, big buffet. Yeah.
Big buffet. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Sorry, I should ask muesli about bar. Kurt.
Oh, yeah, right. As well.
Muesli bar.
Yeah.
Like, so people could do separate, like, oh, what a place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been to a breakfast buffet once where they had a whole honeycomb at the side and you could cut away at it and pop it in your porridge.
Oh, but, sorry, that's nice.
Kurt Cobain suicide. Let's bring it back to that.
Yeah, so, let's go to a cheerier subject. and this other guy, who's also called Dan, came up to me and he said, oh, I didn't know he died. He said, oh, it's been terrible news, isn't it? I was like, yeah. I was 17, so I was like, Yeah, he said, Kurt Cobain, I can't believe it. I was like, I had no idea who Kurt Cobain was. And I had never heard of Nirvana. And he was devastated. Wow. And I just stood there pretending I knew. I should have known. I was 17. I should have heard of Nirvana. But I hadn't. And I just had to pretend and be really sympathetic. I was going, oh, it's awful.
My first post-divorce pint. The gin I had in Hull, my nan's homemade buckfast. The rum I drank with Liz Hurley. The lager I stole from the pigeon detectives.
It is time now for a drinking time. Yes. That is where the Moon Underwater is going to transport you back in time to enjoy a drink you've had in your past at an occasion of your past. I've not worked out a good way to say this and explain it yet, but that's essentially what happens. You get to go back in time, relive a drink, what will it be?
The Spittler, please.
What's the Spittler?
So the Spittler is a drink that I've invented by my own fair hand. And it's a, because it's so hard to buy for me at Christmas alcohol-wise, and sometimes I will have a drink. I love cherries. I love the taste of cherries. So around Christmas time, there's often like jars of cherries, like cursed cherries, the dark type of cherries with the syrup in it. I like to put like half a jar into a glass, ice, crush up, then some really fiery ginger beer, and then an alcohol of my choice, whatever's there. Brandy, I think, goes well with cherries. Although brandy is a big trauma thing for me, because brandy was the first drink that I got sick on. Do you know? So it stopped me for a while. How I got sick was I went to this house party, came home, I ate some cereal. There's a dairy problem with me and alcohol. I can't really consume dairy after having alcohol. And I got sick everywhere in my kitchen. But my friend Margaret, who just walked me home, she was so sickened by me getting sick that she got sick on my head and while comforting me.
Wowza. So, on your head?
On my head, yeah. Oh, wow. She was holding back my hair to get sick in it.
Oh, my God.
To prevent me from getting sick.
And then she just, right.
Yeah. So then we had to, like, mop up our own sick while feeling quite unwell. So that put me off brandy for a while, but I'm back on the horse now. And this Spittler is where, you know, I think it's good to face stuff that you're afraid of.
So what occasion are you going to be having this Spittler? Where are you going to be and who with from the past?
It would be like my mum, my granny. I have a lot of like... I have a weird relationship with alcohol, but I have good memories of it. So for my 18th birthday party, I invited lots of my friends and family to a pub. And what happened was there was a disagreement. There was kind of like a bit of a rift in the family. There was a divorce that happened and a fight had broken out. And what I remember is like seeing the person that was supposed to be DJing was throwing glasses everywhere to distract.
To distract.
I saw my friend just fly over a pool table. They'd been punched. And like, I'm just running around crying with an 18th birthday badge on me. And the person who owned the pub was like, you're allowed in the pub, Alison, but none of the people that went to your party is allowed to go to the pub. So he barred like 53 people over my birthday. So I drank quite a lot in the house with my friends and family because we couldn't drink in the local pub. So I created a cocktail that I would like called the Spittler.
That's wonderful.
So thank you.
It's good that out of crisis, out of crisis comes... Yes. True beauty.
Absolutely. Mm, absolutely. Yes.
That sounds fantastic.
Yes. It sounds delicious.
It's good because I haven't named anyone, so I feel like it's good. But it was so, it was like a cowboy film mixed with a Shane Meadows film.
Which we'd all like to see.
Yeah. I can remember the Dire Straits, The Walk of Life playing while just everyone was fighting. So grim.
It's now time to find out our guest's dream pub companion. But that is only for those of you who've invested them in underwater Patreon. If you want to find out, you can subscribe at moodunderpod.com. And for the right rest of you, we'll be back after Alison gets it together.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You are barred. Welcome back to all the non-Patreon people and a left-field suggestion for someone to go to the pub with from Alison. It is now time, though, to bar something from your pub. What are you going to ban forever?
Men on cocaine would be one. But if you can't use that, bar stools. I hate bar stools.
Why?
Because I'm short and I'm fat and I don't like them. They're my natural enemy. It's like sitting on Like, I just never have found a comfortable bar stool. I know they're there to take up a lot less space. Do I get why they're a thing? But like, I don't like them. I don't like them at all.
I'll enjoy one for like one drink at the start of the night. I don't mind that, but I agree. You're far too high up for being drunk.
Yeah, yep. It's dangerous. Yeah. It's dangerous. And like a lot of
Not that comfy.
Not that comfy. You're there for comfort. And like, if you have to build apparatus around the bar to facilitate bar stools, such as like footrests and the weird bar, you know, the weird metal bar around the bar that you can hold on to, it just feels wrong. And it feels like, as a short person, I don't like it at all. And when I go into restaurants and they're like, is a bar stool okay? I'm like, it is not. That is like asking me, is Pepsi okay? Do you know what I mean?
When you want Ice Tango.
I want a Tango Ice Blast.
I think the worst thing about a bar stool is if the pub is quite full, but your friends have got a table and there aren't any other chairs.
Yes.
And then someone goes, oh, it's all right, you can have a bar stool.
Yeah. And you have to be above them.
You're like a lifeguard.
You're like a lifeguard looking at your mates, checking that they're safe.
Or a tennis umpire or something. Yeah.
Or a lord. Yeah. You know, maybe you're high above them,
I think a bar stool, I don't mind it when it's a quiet pub in the day. And you maybe, if you're traveling somewhere, I don't mind sitting on it and having a chat. If I'm abroad somewhere or something, because I can chat to the barman and ask a few questions like that. What is annoying, however, is when you've got a bar that has too many bar stools and you want to go to the bar and get served, but there's just people in the way who aren't ordering drinks. So there's bar stuff free and you're sort of like, sorry, can I just lean between your conversation and
it's terrible. Pay for this? Yeah. It is genuinely terrible. And you can just smell people. I hate it so much. Mm. Because I'm short, I'm at nose height with people's armpits when they're sitting on stools.
Right, that must be annoying. I'm the exact height of girls' umbrella prongs on my eyes.
Oh!
I'm that level sort of thing. So that's, I understand that sometimes you can be at the exactly wrong height for something.
Mm. Yeah, totally. That was my big thing. Glad I got to purge that.
Drink up, please. It's time. Alison, it's been a real joy creating this dream pub with you.
Yes.
What have you got coming up? If people have enjoyed this and they want to come and see you, have you got a tour?
I know you have a tour.
I'm asking like I don't, but I know the answer.
Why, thank you for asking. I have a tour. It's called Soup. You can go to my Instagram or my
Named
website.
After your listener suggestion.
I know. What an amazing suggestion. Like, genuinely fantastic. So Soup is coming up.
Why is it called Soup?
It's called Soup because I'm in a WhatsApp group that compares soups. It's one of the longest WhatsApp groups I've ever been in, and we just take a picture of soups and then the other people go off the vibe of that soup and say whether they think that was a good choice or not. I think you should have that for pints.
That sounds fabulous.
It's fantastic.
I mean, the soup one, not the pint one.
Yeah.
I love a soup.
So I wrote a show, and it's about that and other stuff, renting, all that kind of vibe. And come along to it. I've also got a new podcast coming out that I haven't thought of the name of yet.
Oh, okay.
But I'm recording it next week.
Hard to plug if he hasn't got a name.
Isn't it? Yeah. Just come to my Instagram, see what I'm up to.
And the socials, what are you on Instagram?
At Alison Spittle on Instagram. I think that's it. That's the one that's still going.
That's the only one I really use now.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, before we go, what are we going to call this absolutely glorious pub?
I am excited about this because I think British pubs have it over Ireland in regards to names. I mean, the names are fantastic. I've lived in a place now where one of my local pubs is called the Good Intentions, and I just think that's an amazing name. I'm gonna go for, this is my pub name, The False Accusation. That's what I'm calling it. It's spicy. We don't know what the origin story is. We'll find out. You know what I mean? It's just, and it just, imagine, are you coming down to the false accusation?
Meet you down the false?
Yeah.
I mean, no three words have put fear into people's hearts more so than the false accusation. Yeah.
I mean, a great place to break up with someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can the false be in like inverted commas as well?
Of course it can.
Brilliant. Alison, thank you so much for this. It's been so much fun chatting to you. It's time now for you to return to the other realm. But be careful out there because The weather is looking turbid.
Oh, you got it in.
Right at the buzzer.
Well done.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.